We live in north central Illinois, north of Peoria, about 50 miles, right fairly close to the Illinois River, about 7 miles west of the Illinois River.
All right. And kind of a mixed bag of tricks this summer, huh?
It has been. We were too wet early and couldn't get the crop in, but then when we did get it in, it kind of quit raining for a while. So I think we're going to have a good crop. I don't think it's going to be excellent crop, but it's going to be a good crop.
That's about all you can ask for after a couple of years here, right?
That's right. Now, if I could just have a good price instead, I'd be really happy.
You don't ask for much, do you?
I would like a good crop and a good price, and that's why USIC's important to work on our export markets, because we're certainly interested in our export markets being a good market.
Now, talk about that from a farmer standpoint, from a producer standpoint. Why is it important to get involved in your state soybean association and to get involved in the boards?
I think it's important because markets are so important to everybody. You know, if you can grow the product, you can do your best job. You can have great yields and all that. But if you don't have a market for it, it's just not good. And so if we can expand our markets both here in the U.S. with our livestock industry and make sure we have a good, strong livestock industry here at home to feed some of our soybean meal, and then if we can have good markets overseas, we get the best of both worlds. So that's important to have that great market.
How do you handle what you've gone through the last couple of years and that you had wheat crops? And, of course, we saw a big decline in the cattle industry, and we've seen a big decline in hogs right now. So part of that market's gone.
It is, and I can certainly understand why livestock producers were feeling some strain when the prices were so high, you know. I don't think it's good for anybody to have those big extremes. It's not good for our export market. It's not good for our local livestock growers. A good, decent return on your farming investment would be nice to have all along. I guess I'm just asking for too much, but a good market year after year is what we're looking for, and I think we can do that some with organizations like USEC and organizations like your state qualified soybean boards that work hard to keep industry within their state to use up their soybeans.
How do you convince a foreign customer that the U.S. soy is the soybean of choice as opposed to Brazil, as opposed to the other competitors out there?
I think we offer some of the things that they don't. First of all, we have people around the world who can help them with issues they're having or problems in maybe in their formulations or their feed or how better to feed their animals. I know we've certainly done that with swine production around the world and with aquaculture, and that's a huge market around the world. Here in the U.S., we're importing 92% of our aquaculture or our seafoods that we use, and so there's opportunities here in the U.S. for that industry also. But just we talk about we have a quality soybean to sell, we have a reliability, and we have technical service and people around the world that'll help buyers with issues that they're having. So I think to talk about our reliability and our sustainability is a big thing to foreign buyers.
Becoming more so reliability, sustainability. I guess, yeah, you're not cutting down rainforest to grow soybeans.
No, if you want to go way back, I suppose we took care of our prairies years ago, and it made great soils to grow our soybeans in the Midwest anyway, and I think that's true all over the country. So we have a good sustainability message. You know, we want to keep our soil on our land because that's the most important thing we have is our soil. We want clean water because we drink the water also, and that's why on our farm we have tillage strips along the streams. We have some land in a conservation reserve ground because it's a little bit rolly, and we just feel it's a better use for the land, even though you could make more money probably growing crops. And in past years, I know you could. we'll see about this year. But, you know, I think farmers want to do those good practices. They don't want to use more petroleum than they have to on their crops. And we've no-tilled or minimum tilled on our farm for 20, 25 years and have found it to be a very good practice, and we're happy that we do that.
The fact is, it's a growing population and a growing middle class, and there's going to be growing demand.
Growing demand, especially for maybe livestock and the meats. People want protein as their income increases, and they want more protein in their diet, and they're very, very receptive to eating more meats when they do that.